I have a question.
Okay, is that Alex?
Yes. I'm not sure, maybe I missed it, but year to date we have 8.6 million. And what is that comparison with the budget for year to date? As of April, of course.
Okay, thanks for that question. This is Lavarne. We have 8.6 million in revenue compared to the budget. That's about 300,000 better than the budget, or 3.8% than the year-to-date budget for revenue. And the net income, this is before the capital items, is 363,000 dollars, and that's almost $560,000 better than budget, than what we had in the budget. And you know, the caution, everyone, is that when we're not in fund drive, the expenses continue, the revenue is not there, and that we really, in the months of July and September, as we pull the fund drive into September, particularly in July, we can suffer another, we can have another month where we can have $500,000 in loss, which can almost wipe out, you know, our surplus. So, you know, there's still lots of caution. We have to really be careful about spending. We have to hold the headcount. And that's basically where we are now.
Thank you, Lavarne. And where does that fit in with our payables? How are we doing in terms of our, you know, long-term, short-term?
Our payables. I don't have that report right now. We're still working on those. But in terms of payables, we're probably about the same. We'll be probably about the same as last month at the national office, and we will start reducing again after this fund drive. And this month of May and in June, we'll be able to reduce those payables.
So maybe at the next meeting, we could get a report that encompasses that as well. If that would be all right.
Oh, you should.
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
We'll have reports. We're going to start generating the final reports tomorrow, Friday, which is like the 10th day of the close. So you'll have the cash in bank, you'll have the major payables, and we'll have the projection on how we will reduce those by fiscal year end.
Thank you. Are there other questions for the CFO?
This is Arlene. I'd just like to add one thing.
Please, Arlene, go ahead.
Now, by the next meeting, we expect to have one additional summary report that should make it a little easier for some people. One of the things that has become apparent to me is that, as with many boards, and in the case of our finances, they're pretty complicated. The reports that are generated are basically accounting correct, but sometimes difficult for lay people to understand, and so we've come up with a format that we're going to use for a summary report that may make it easier to see some of it. And the other thing that Lavarne is working hard with the station management, business managers, et cetera, on right now is cash flow statements that take us really through to March of next year. And so we'll have those available probably, I don't know for sure if it'll be the next meeting, but they'll be coming up soon.
And we can speak to that a little more in detail, or just anyway, yeah, we'll have them.
Okay, great. Thank you. Thank you, Lavarne and Arlene. Okay, are there any other questions, or can we move on in the agenda at this point? Okay, thank you, everyone. Okay, so next up on the agenda, is Kathy Davis on the call? Carolyn, did she ever log in? Kathy, are you there?
No, she did not. She didn't log
Summer,
in. I haven't had any questions.
I believe Kathy is pitching on our fund drive tonight.
Oh, dear. Okay, well, that's good work. We're glad she's doing that. Well, her motion to rescind is the next thing on the agenda. I don't know if someone else wants to pick it up for her, or we simply put it over to the next.
I'll pick it up.
Okay. So, Alex, do you want to motivate that? That was a motion to rescind the motion passed. It's more than the last meeting at this point, but that approved only one more in-person meeting for the remainder of the year, and I believe Kathy wanted to rescind that to have two meetings.
Madam Chair, I have a procedural question.
Of course. Lydia, go ahead.
Yes. According to Roberts, when you bring a motion to rescind, you need to establish, and I know it exists, but just for a matter of record before we pursued, go into a debate about it, is what changed. Usually it's someone on the prevailing side is the one to bring the motion to rescind, or the one that is making the motion says a member from the prevailing side is prepared to change their vote or for some other substantive reason. Otherwise, we would be rescinding motions every single meeting when attendance changed or whatever. So I know it exists, but I'm not the one that bears the burden of entering it into the record, but someone should.
Your point is well taken, and I believe you may be correct about that. Would you like to go ahead and we'll, Alex, how do you feel? We'll move to postpone this until the next meeting.
Actually, I'd like to raise a point of order about that motion.
Okay. If you have a counter-filling point, that would be helpful.
Before we even consider a motion to rescind, I'm maintaining the motion was never legally passed in the first place. Because what happened was we had the report from the coordinating committee with their proposal for two more in-person meetings. Then we had a substitute motion presented by Ms. Bozzone. That substitute motion won. However, we failed to vote on the main motion after the substitute motion was voted on. Therefore, the vote was incomplete on that whole item. So I think it's proper to revisit it.
Okay, so that would be an error of the chair. Now let me think.
This is Lydia. I object. I believe we should separate.
Sorry, Lydia. I have trouble hearing you. Go ahead.
I said I recall that we should hold two separate votes.
I do not believe there was a separate vote on the main motion. On the substitute motion that became the main motion.
You're challenging.
Madam Chair?
Yes.
Lydia, I remember there was a discussion as to whether the substitute motion was in order. That was the first vote. And then there had to be a discussion about the main motion, and there was a second vote.
Well, if I may suggest, this obviously is going to require me taking a look at the record to make a determination as to what occurred at that meeting. I can ask him to stand down for 10 minutes here while I do it, or we can postpone this to 2 weeks from now. Obviously, when things are postponed, when you're discussing whether to have another meeting or not during the year, that's not necessarily helpful if you want to have, two meetings during the year. So, but we're having a disagreement as to what occurred in the record. I don't know that if we're prepared to go ahead and take a look at those minutes right now.
Madam Chair.
Go ahead, Carolyn.
Yeah, may I suggest that Lydia and Alex and perhaps Kathy listen to the audio and note the point by minutes in the audio at which the discussion occurred, and then come back to us with a report.
I would agree to that. This is Lydia.
Thank you.
Well, I would like to see this matter cleared up as soon as possible, because if there was going to be a change in the schedule, it would be good for us to dispose of the matter as quickly as possible, because it's already near the end of March.
May.
Mid-May, excuse me. I'm a little confused.
How about if we make it, it's right at the top of the agenda. Why don't we have it as the very first item on the next agenda from 2 weeks from now? I will go ahead and take a look at the record as well and make a decision as to whether or not we improperly missed the first, going back to the main motion. And, if everyone would please listen to the audio or review the minutes as well and get me your thoughts on this subject, I would appreciate that within the next week, so there's time for me to actually...
Point of information.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Who is
point of information is Bill.
Hi, Bill, please.
Yeah, and for everybody's reference, this is the April 7th meeting. It was the very last thing we did. According to my notes, we did vote both on Lydia's substitute, which passed, and then we voted on the substituted motion, which also passed. But maybe we should check and see.
What was the vote count? What was the vote count?
9 to 6 on the substitute, 10 to 7.
It's 10 to the stack.
Sorry, go ahead.
Point of order, Summer. Summer, point of order. This is Nia. I have to be really quick. Point of order. Could Bill please read the vote counts on those? He just verified his notes.
9 to 6 on the substitute, and then 10 to 7 for the substituted motion.
Are you sure that was on the substitute? Because we had a separate vote whether to consider a substitute before we voted on the substitute.
I don't remember that.
Well, I'm just glancing at it quick, but this I said vote on Lydia's substitute, and that was...
Well, my question, everyone, is to, again, for brevity and to actually get business conducted. There's some dissension as to what occurred at that meeting. I need to review the record. I also need to make a decision on both points of order. Lydia's point as to whether it is a prevailing member that can bring a rescission, and so what that issue is, and whether the rescission is even in order, because I have to look at Alex's point.
I believe, by the way, that's only if you're going to reconsider a motion in the course of the same meeting. This is not the same meeting.
Okay. So, anyway, yeah. I need to resolve these issues for us, and I would appreciate all the people who are interested in this, Alex and Cassie and Lydia, to please send me any Robert's point or notes in terms of the minutes and the audio. That would be helpful, and I will go ahead and look up Robert's on this as well so that... we can resolve this at the next meeting because, yes, it will become a moot point after that whether or not we're going to have a second meeting. So I do think we need to dispatch with this at the very next meeting, and I will go ahead and take everyone's points and come to a decision on all those, okay, so we can move forward. Hopefully Kathy will be able to attend that meeting, I hope. So if that's all right with everyone, then we can move on to the next thing on the agenda. Is there any objection to that as a
plan
going forward? Oh, I'm sorry, Ken.
Ken to the stack, just briefly.
Yes, Ken, thank you.
Yes, I recall it. The way it was stated, we voted to have a substitute motion, then we voted on the substitute motion, as Alex said. And Alex's point about Robert's rules on rescinding is also correct. That's the way I read them. However, I'm not arguing that. I think it's fine if we review it, but I just want to remind the chair that if it's necessary to make this decision earlier than 2 weeks from now, we can do it by electronic vote over the email to National Office.
Well, in terms of not wasting too much time this evening because there's contention over it, that I should go ahead and get the definitive, make a definitive ruling on these subjects so that we can just vote on it at the very next meeting, and that way we will know right then if we need to schedule shortly. I think there'll probably be dissension over the electronic voting as well. So, is there any objection to making this the first item on the open session agenda 2 weeks from now after, agenda approval, minutes approval, acknowledgments as the first actual substantive item?
No.
Okay, thank you. Then we can move on. Thank you. The next item on the agenda, and gentle people, I do need to remind you that it is 6 minutes to 7 in California, 6 minutes to 10 in New York. So we are cutting into our executive session time. However, since we have affiliates as our very next item, I'm hoping that we can get through a little meat here. So is there any objection to continuing in open session till 7:30, shall we say, which will give us 2 hours in open session, and we can look at it again at that point. But at this point, is there any objection?
Yes, this is Lucia. I do object. I think that the affiliates discussion is a longstanding one and deserves adequate time for a full discussion. So I would move that we table it until the next meeting.
Okay, you're moving to table until the next meeting?
Yes.
Is there a second spot?
This is Tracy with a point of order.
It's Tracy, please. Thank you.
I think that the motion needs to be either to table indefinitely, in other words, until taken off the table, or to postpone until the next meeting.
Madam Chair, Tracy here. Can you hear me? Thank you, Tracy. I appreciate that. I believe you're on Teresa.
Madam, there wasn't a second for this motion, correct?
That is correct. Thank you, Teresa.
I'll second.
Who is the second?
I'll second. I just wanted to clarify what the motion was.
Oh, is that Tracy seconding?
Yeah, I'll second.
Okay, thank you. So we have a motion to table. Did you wanted it to be a motion to table, Afia, or a motion to postpone until next meeting?
Well, actually, that's the point that Tracy was making, was that I was compounding motions. I would make it a motion to table.
Okay, so we did have a second to tabling. All right, we need to
Teresa
take a vote.
Teresa on the stack, Madam Chair?
Of course, Teresa, and I hope to take a vote on this shortly.
This is non-discussable. Motion to table is not discussable.
Thank you. Thank you, Bill. I knew that's why I was asking for a vote. I knew there was a reason I was going straight to voting. Thank you. Okay, Carolyn, could you simply call the roll, please? A yes vote would be supporting the motion to table the affiliate task force report and motion. A no vote would be to continue with the agenda, and then we can go ahead and vote on my suggestion that we continue for another half hour in open session so that we can deal with this. So the thing on the floor is the motion to table. Yes, we'll table the affiliates portion of the agenda. A no, we'll continue with the agenda as you. Go ahead, please, Carolyn.
Whoops, would everyone please mute themselves? I can't hear. Hello, thank you. Rodrigo Agueta.
Yes.
I'm sorry?
Yes.
You vote yes, thank you. Ken Aaron?
Yes.
Aaron votes yes. And would you please mute? Thank you. Lydia Brazon?
Pass.
Lydia passes. And Tracy Rosenberg?
Yes.
Rosenberg votes yes. Andrea Turner?
Andrea Turner?
Passes.
Nia
Bediako? Nia Bediako? No answer. Carolyn Verdon? Carolyn Verdon passes. Kathy Davis? No answer. Alex Steinberg?
Yes.
Steinberg votes yes. Teresa Allen?
Absolutely no.
Allen votes no. Jessica Apollinar? Not here. Wesley Bethune?
Yes.
Wesley votes yes. Bill Crozier?
No, it's been on the agenda since December.
Crozier votes no. Renee Bryce LaPorte? Not here. Campbell Johnson?
No.
Johnson votes no. Kimberly Orendorf?
No.
Orendorf votes no. Marcel?
No.
Reed votes no. Afia Nwangaza?
Yes.
Votes yes. Heather Gray?
The vote no is to...
Not to table, to continue tonight.
Yes, I'm voting no.
Gray votes no. All right. Lydia Brazon?
No.
Lydia votes no. Andrea Turner passed?
Yeah, but I vote no.
Votes no. And Carolyn Burden votes no. That's six yes. And nine no, Madam Chair. The motion fails.
Thank you, Madam Secretary.
What was that count again?
Six to nine, six yes and nine no.
And were there any abstentions?
No abstentions.
Thank you. Thank you, Madam Secretary. Okay, so the motion to table failed, and that puts us back on the agenda with the affiliate task force. I point out that we're at 7 Pacific, 10 Eastern. I would entertain a motion to extend time for a half hour to deal with this matter. Does anyone wish to support this motion?
So moved.
Thank you. Is there a second to that?
Second.
I'll second it.
Second.
Thank you.
Yes, Campbell.
Thank you. Is there any objection to continuing for half an hour so that we can take care of it?
I see you object.
Call the roll, please. Thank you.
And the motion is to
extend for one half hour in open session. continue with the agenda. Thank you.
Okay, Rodrigo Argueta. Rodrigo. Ken Aaron. Yes, yes to extend to 30 minutes, and no is not. Aaron? No answer. Lydia Brazoli?
Sorry, this is Rodrigo. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
I can hardly hear you.
Yeah, can you hear me now? Yeah, I was on mute. Yeah.
Yes. I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
Yes.
He said yes.
Yes. Oh, great to look. Yes. And Lydia Brazoli?
Yes.
Yes, somebody on speaker because I'm getting an echo here.
Tremendous echo. Pass one, everybody, for voting.
Yeah, thank you. Tracy Rosenberg?
No.
Vote no. Andrea Turner? Vote yes. Turner votes yes. Nia Bediako? Nia Bediako? No answer. Carolyn Burden votes yes. Kathy Davis? Votes not here. Alex Steinberg? Alex Steinberg? Answer. Teresa Allen?
Yes.
Allen votes yes. Jessica Apollinar, not here. Wesley Bethune? Wesley Bethune? Okay. Bill Crozier?
Yes.
Votes yes. Renee Bryce Laporte? No answer. Campbell Johnson?
Yes.
Votes yes. Kimberly Orendorff?
Yes.
Arndorf votes yes. Marcel Reed?
Yes.
Reed votes yes. Afina Longaza?
No.
Votes no. And Heather Gray?
Yes.
Votes yes. Going back over those I missed, Ken Aaron?
I'll abstain on that.
Abstain. And Nia Bediako? Nia Bediako. Alex Steinberg. Alex Steinberg. Okay. And Wesley Bethune. Wesley Bethune. All right. Several people are not here. That's 10 yes and 2 no, Madam Chair, and 1 abstention. The motion passes.
Madam Secretary, now if I may ask, who has actually convened the affiliates task force?
I'm sorry, I can't hear. The voice got garbled.
I'm sorry, talking into this cell phone. Sorry about that. I was asking who had actually convened the affiliates task force since this new term of the board. Who is the convener of that? Because I got some conflicting email on that.
Madam, can I say something?
IFEA is the assigned convener. However, I have not to date received the list of people who are on the task force who are representing the various Pacifica stations. Did not convene the task force in expectation of receiving that information so that we would have adequate notice to the members of the task force, at least to the extent of those people who represent Pacifica Station.
And who was supposed to have supplied you with that information? I'm sorry, you're saying you did not receive information that you needed to convene the task force?
That's correct. My understanding is that the very...
What's your access?
Yes.
We have background talks. Please, everyone, mute your phones. Thank you. Go ahead, Ifea.
The secretaries of the various LSBs submit that information to the chair and to the secretary, and it's then distributed to the conveners of the various committees, or in this instance, task force.
Okay.
Madam Chair, point of information?
Yes, Madam Secretary, go ahead, please.
The list of members of the task force are on the KPFTX calendar. If you go on the date for the 26th, there is click on the committee members' names, the list of all the members come up, and it seems to be complete. There are members from each committee listed on that task force. I don't know if they're the full complement, but every committee is represented.
Thank you, Carolyn. I appreciate that. If I may, I received, Heather, would you mind speaking for a moment, because I received an email from you as well that the task force has, in fact, met.
Well, I know that it's my understanding, and I, of course, am new to the board, that the affiliate task force has not met until it did meet last month. And I must say that I assumed that AFIA had convened the meeting, and it turned out that she hadn't. But I know that the task force has generally met on the second Thursday of the month. I think that some members of the affiliate task force have, and Teresa, you can perhaps correct me here. I think that some people have continued to meet even though it had not been, I don't know what it would mean to be officially convened being new to the board here, but when I discovered that there was a notice that the meeting was to be held, I didn't know exactly what to do, but I tried to get in touch with everyone, including AFIA. So there was a meeting last month, and so there is an effort now to continue to meet. And now in that the board is meeting, it seems, or having special meetings perhaps on the second Thursday, there's some discussion that the Affiliates Task Force needs to be meeting perhaps on the fourth Thursday. So I think the concern of a lot of folks is that the committee needs to continue meeting and do its important work. So I don't know where else to go with that. We did have a meeting. It was last month. I thought it was really very interesting. There was a lot of discussion about the survey that we were wanting to do and some other issues as well. But so it just seems to me it's moving forward.
Thank you, Heather. Okay, and thank you. Go ahead, Bill, please.
This is an example of why we need to pass this motion, because the motion that the PNB passed April of last year, it really restricted membership on the committee, and frankly, I think stacked it with people from our LSBs who have little or no interest in, or at least some of them may have little or no experience, at least, with affiliates, and greatly restricted membership of affiliates themselves on their own task force. And this new motion that the Affiliates Task Force came up with last year that we're looking at tonight, if you look in the membership section, it's on the agenda. It would provide for, you know, anybody from either an affiliate station or our Defensiveness Network stations to participate as long as they, they attend at least three consecutive meetings. And some of these other requirements that are in there. I think it makes it a lot more fair and open. And since this committee has no governance duties or responsibilities or authority, I think it's appropriate to let the affiliates have their own task force back essentially. So I'm in favor of this motion.
Did Teresa want to speak? As well,
I would like to say that last year when this resolution was passed, the meeting was convened both by Afia Wangaza and Jim Bennett, and we were waiting for the convener to convene the meeting, but when it was figured out that it wasn't happening, we did convene in April, and we did hold some subcommittee meetings too to discuss a possible survey. So.
Okay, and who were you the convener?
No, Heather convened that meeting.
Heather convened. Okay, thank you. Okay, go ahead, Afia, and then I think we should go ahead and get to the motion on the floor so that we can.
Madam Chair.
I'm sorry, is that Campbell?
Yes.
Okay, Afia, go ahead, and then Campbell.
I want to correct the record and point out that the question that has about which the struggle has been waged is whether or not the task force is in fact going to serve the interests of affiliates as well as at least give lip service to Pacifica. The fact of the matter is that the objective of the previously passed motion was to create an affiliate-centered task force which would interface with Pacifica. There was no, in fact, the limitations of the previous motion was, in fact, on the LSB and a creation of space and opportunity for participation of a broader range of affiliates. So to present it as limiting participation of affiliates is a misrepresentation of what the actual motion was. Indeed, the actual motion provided for affiliates to constitute the majority of the task force. Further, it ensured accountability both as it relates to Pacifica representatives and task force affiliate representatives, that it would put an end to this business of just gathering up people for voting purposes,
okay,
to influence whatever outcome, and to instead require that an affiliate representative on the task force would in fact be representing an affiliate and not some personal or professional interest of those associated with the task force. Although such people could participate, they would not have voting authority. And it's critical that that is established so that we don't have this willy-nilly game playing that has gone on for the past 2 years. So my point is that it's a misrepresentation to say that the previous motion limited participation of the affiliates. It instead enhanced affiliate participation and limited Pacifica participation.
Thank you, Afia. Campbell, and then I'm going to go ahead and give this back to Heather because she did convene this last meeting to introduce this motion. Campbell?
Thank you very much, Madam Chair.
Thank you.
I had to check to see if I was muted.
You're there. Thank you.
Okay. I've been meeting with the Affiliates Task Force for the past during this year and last year. And we've put together some things that we're beginning to look at implementing, a work plan, a organizational structure, and the thought of it, the whole idea behind it, is to have the affiliates and their interests front and center, and to work at the synergism that can exist between the affiliates and the network. And, you know, by just shutting off people who are, you know, with different stations from engagement or participation in this does not really foster that sort of thing. And I think that, you know, from everyone else that I've talked with about this, through these meetings, through discussions with our affiliates coordinator, it seems to me very clear that the affiliates are interested in this. There may be some things that need to be, you know, fine-tuned in regard to going forward, but I don't think that the way that we could go forward is to just stop and not do anything, and that seems to be what the alternative is. And I certainly, you know, admire our fellow directors who are also participating in helping to move this matter forward, and I think that we need to do so without further delay. We've come with specific, explicit plans, and, you know, if one reads them, one can see what the intention is from this. If it were something different than that, I certainly wouldn't be on board with it. But, you know, this is, I think, a positive kind of thing for the affiliates and for the network as well. There's a strong synergy that we all should be benefiting from. Thank you.
Thank you, Campbell. Heather, would you like to go ahead and motivate the motion that was passed unanimously out of the affiliates task force so we can have discussion on that and take a vote before we run out of time?
Yes. First of all, I do want to say just quickly, Summer, that in my discussion with folks who have been on the task force, I know they worked really hard on this and trying to incorporate so much of what folks have learned in the past few years. So I agree with Campbell. I just really want to express my appreciation for all the hard work on this motion. So that being said, I'd like to introduce this motion and ask for a second for its consideration.
Thank you.
That's Campbell's second.
Thank you, Campbell. I'm not even sure we need a second on something that's come out of committee, but thank you. Do you want to go ahead and motivate it, or would you like Teresa to motivate? Somebody from the task force would like to just cover the highlights here. It's been before us for quite a while.
Let me ask Teresa, because unfortunately I was not a part of this process. I've just had to learn through talking with everyone. And so, Teresa, if you don't mind.
I would just like to say that that Richard Uzzell moved that the task force meet together and develop a proposed organizational plan of the task force and to bring that plan to the PNB for approval. And that was approved 10-8 by the PNB, I believe. And the affiliate task force met and worked it very diligently. And we need to remember that affiliates are our clients. They are not sister stations, and they have a contractual relationship, and we have obligations to meet the terms of those contracts. So if anyone is opposed to this, I hope you will be specific about what it is about this resolution you don't approve of, because I have welcomed any questions from people on the PNB. And I hope that you will prove this, because the task force is behind this. And when we talk about, wouldn't it be nice if the committees did their jobs? Well, this is something that was worked on very hard at this body, you know, by this body, the task force, and we would like the PNB to prove it. Thank you.
As an affiliate, I'd like to speak in opposition to the motion.
Hello?
Yes, can you hear me?
Sorry, I got thrown off the call. This is Summer. I had to dial back in altogether, so I apologize. Was that Afia trying to be recognized?
Yes.
Okay, I'm sorry. Were you done speaking, Teresa?
Yes, Madam Chair.
Thank you. Sorry about that interruption there. Go ahead, Afia.
I would point out, first of all, that the original affiliate centered motion was reversed by a close margin, even by Teresa's count. That we are not just clients. Affiliates are partners with Pacifica, specifically and more generally, and perhaps even more importantly, in the larger struggle for progressive public education. As I often say, I view communications generally, and especially radio, not as a commodity, but as a lifeline. And that is certainly the case for those of us in the South, especially those of us of African descent who have struggled and function on a survival basis daily. So to reduce us to clients is to discount the significance of the relationship that we have with Pacifica. And it certainly minimizes the importance of the those of us and the increasing numbers of us who will be low-power FM stations and in need of radio content, progressive radio content, which is what Pacifica is, as opposed to all the various other extraneous activities that we seem to be getting distracted with. I think that it's also highly significant that the flagship content formation entity, Democracy Now, which of Pacifica, which has over 900 affiliations, we drag behind the, something like 100-150 affiliates who, in a relationship where we are constantly wringing our hands and holding our breath and making excuses as to why we're not meeting financial obligations to our flagship.
It seems to me your comments too, because if everyone needs to speak for just a couple of moments, or we won't be able to get through. If you could wrap up on thoughts on the motion, so I can take up the speakers, please.
It seems to me that a motion which ensures maximal participation of affiliates ensures that that participation of both the affiliates and non-affiliates is unaccountable, and it is in fact coming from the affiliates and not filtered through any mechanism, whether it's staff or some other barrier, which I have consistently fought to remove, that when affiliates, we would not think of having men speak for women. We wouldn't think of having white speak for black. There's no reason why affiliates are not have the space to speak for ourselves. And this motion does not provide for that. In fact, it silences and dilutes the voice and the participation of affiliates and reduces us to cash cows in our relationship to Pacifica.
Okay, thanks, Sophia. Are there other people who would like to speak to this motion? I'll take a stack if there are people who would like to make commentary.
Yes, Carolyn, on the stack, please.
Go ahead, Carolyn, please.
Yeah, I just have a question. I think I understand what the motion is because it's laid out very clearly here, but do I understand that there's no substitute motion being offered? This is the motion we're looking at, right?
Thank you. There is a substitute motion, which I sent to everyone at least 2 weeks ago, and I can resend it now.
Well, I mean, right now, though, we're voting on this. The substitute motion is not on the table. Is that correct?
Yeah, let me introduce. Yeah, I sent that motion out 2 weeks ago. In fact, I raised the question of why it wasn't at least attached to the agenda.
A substitute can't be dramatically different from the motion it's substituting. We went through that about two meetings back. It can be raised on the floor, but I think we need to go ahead and vote on this motion first, and then we can vote on Afia's substitute.
Well, actually, it's more of an amendment.
Come on, I have a point of order.
Amendment to substitute come first.
But it's not a substitute if it's diametrically opposed. That was an issue we went through with Roberts about two meetings back. A substitute properly is something which clarifies some issue that is confusing in a motion but doesn't dramatically change the substance of it.
Thank you. Otherwise, yes, that was my point. Thank you very much.
Point of order, Tracy.
Go ahead, Tracy.
I actually think that's a pretty narrow definition of Robert's order. Procedurally, the PNB has allowed substitute motions that, in fact, do substantially change the nature of the original motion. We've done that frequently. Just a couple weeks ago, we had the two-meeting, one-meeting thing introduced as a substitute. I thought that was introduced correctly.
Wow.
And the point of order is that I think the substitute motion is in order. We can vote it up or vote it down, but I do think we need to put it on the table. And generally, you deal with a substitute first. It either is, does or does not substitute for the original motion, and then you vote on whatever the main motion becomes. I think that is the correct procedure.
Yes, that's correct.
But I did,
Bill, point of order.
Thank you, Bill. Go ahead, please.
You know, we're almost out of time, and this motion's been sitting on the agenda since December.
That's not the point.
I think we need to vote on it, and if he wants to bring up another motion, we could vote on it at a later meeting.
Are you calling
the board? You have to vote on the substitute if it's on the table.
Okay. The fact that things have been done wrong on the PNB for years doesn't mean I'm going to do them incorrectly. I did look that specific thing up. If something is dramatically different, it's an entirely new motion. It's not a substitute. So I would, frankly, stick with that. Are you calling a question, Bill, on the motion that was on the floor?
Well, yes.
Okay. Yes, and I'd be happy to entertain Afia's motion as a separate motion, but I think they're dramatically different.
I'm not going to challenge, but it is procedurally out of order. Not correct.
Okay. I will double check on that because that was the interpretation. It seemed fairly straightforward at the time.
This is Lydia. I think that I will challenge only because I don't want this to be setting a precedent. And I support everything Tracy had said before.
Okay. I feel like I have to go back and look at exactly what we did two meetings back. I had all the citations right there in front of me. If you guys want to hold on a moment, please, I'm going to go ahead and check those. So I'm going to ask
everyone. Point of information, Madam Chair.
Carolyn?
Yes. If you made a ruling, what's on the floor now is a challenge to the ruling of the chair. Is that correct?
Yes, and we have to vote on it.
Yes, and in order to do that, I need to ask the body to stand down for a moment while I go ahead and look in my sent email for what I sent the body two meetings back, which dealt with whether a substitute motion. Your substitute motion, from what I recall of reading it, would be substantial.
Summer, I think we just go to a vote. I don't
vote.
You need to defend yourself. I think we just go to a vote.
It's about what's correct, and it's within my prerogative as chair to ask everyone to hold on a moment, and I will go ahead and write it chapter and verse again.
Point of order.
Mm-hmm. Go ahead, Teresa.
I guess maybe it's a point of information. I just want to be sure that if you uphold the right for the substitute motion, I would like to speak to that issue before the question is called.
Well, if the substitute was upheld as being in order, even though it's substantially different, then we would be discussing that. It would be on the floor. And we
Thank
would
you,
be
Madam Chair.
I'm coming on most now. This is Rodrigo.
Thank you, Rodrigo.
Yeah.
One moment, please.
Go ahead.
Not one moment for you, Rodrigo. Go ahead. Thank you.
Okay, yeah. Well, basically, it's kind of low. So there is a substitute motion now. It's coming from Teresa. That's what we are voting, or we're voting for no motion. And I also want to say that, you know, I mean, we took the time. You know, we extended the time. So let's go on board, you know, because we already took 30 minutes. And For discussion only, then why do we extend the time and we not get to the point to vote? So I want clarification, you know. So.
Thank you.
I agree with you, Rodrigo. That is unfortunately a lot of what gets said in our meetings are arguments over procedure rather than substance, but nonetheless, that's where we're at. I will let Afia speak. I read her motion. It seems substantially character one that's for us. I had ruled previously that based on Robert's rules, substitute should not be something that's diametrically or completely opposed to the thing to which it's substituting. I'm looking up that by picture right now. There's been a challenge to that ruling, and so you have to deal with the challenge to the chair and then whether or not the substitute comes before the body as a substitute or is an entirely separate motion, and then whether voting on the underlying motion. I'm afraid we have about three layers to proceed before we get back to business.
How do I mute myself?
Thank you. One moment. I can listen to people, just I'm looking something up. Go ahead.
No, I can't.
What? How much time do we have left?
None.
Why can't we call the question? There's a question on the floor. I
want to mute. Yeah, and we're out of time
anyway. Ruling of the chair.
Okay, let me see.
Yeah, and point of order, if we're out of time, then it's irrelevant whether if we called the question or not.
You can't use your phone.
There you go. You need to get staff to take a vote on that motion.
That's what happened to me on challenge.
You need to take a vote on the challenge to the chair, number one.
Somebody did it for me. I have to get somebody to do it for me. That does the mute.
Somebody has to mute.
Yeah, we can hear you in the background.
I think.
Thank you. And I will have an
thank
answer.
Thank you, buddy, for
she is better today. I'll check her fit. Hurry. We'll see.
What's going on?
Watch out.
It might not be the end quite yet.
At the end, we might be at the end.
Well. Somebody's phones are open.
Yeah, can everyone please mute your phones? Thank you. I will go ahead and read that section to you momentarily, and then we can take the vote on that.
What's your phone?
I can hear you talking in the background, everyone. Thank you. I can pull off of stuff. I'm going to go ahead and send that back out to you guys. You're going to have to rule on the ruling of the chair. Literally sent the entire board the citation on this about meeting.
Okay.
You are totally incomprehensive. Your delivery, you're totally incomprehensible. Your delivery, your broadcast, or whatever you call it.
We're waiting for the
somebody
vote,
is typing and somebody
vote.
Is talking. It's really
there's a whole bunch of talking.
Hear.
Okay, so we can go ahead and take a vote. I'm going to send it back to everyone afterwards just to be perfectly clear because I don't want to be arbitrary and have one set of rules for one motion or one member and another set of rules like a couple weeks later for a different motion. It seemed pretty clear to me that Rocky's rules is straightforward. A substitute motion cannot be substantially different, even if that's in the practice in the past. A lot of our practices aren't compliant with the rules we operate under, but my ruling is that a substitute motion cannot be, like, diametrically opposed to the new motion. So, ruling of the chair, it's been challenged. Please call the roll, Carolyn. Whoever's making rattling noises with papers or opening up packages or something.
Somebody's typing heavily and has the phone open, please.
And please clarify what we're voting on exactly.
Okay.
Yes, we're
whether
the ruling of the chair.
The
okay.
ruling of the chair that substitute motion cannot be something which is diametrically opposed and or, you know, completely different in nature than the thing for which it is substituting. And
please.
That's been so a yes vote will uphold the ruling of the chair. A no vote will
no.
not.
Isn't it the opposite?
Is that the
no,
opposite?
No, it's a yes vote upholds the ruling of the chair. And no vote does not.
There you go.
Okay, because I thought that I had, my motion was to appeal the ruling of the chair. Okay. Like, as long as
are doing. So once again, a yes vote means to uphold.
That's correct. The ruling of the chair. Okay, ready to go, people? Thank you. Rodrigo Agueta?
I think he's off the call.
Okay. Oaken Aaron?
No, I'm here.
I support the ruling of the chair.
You support the ruling of the chair. Okay, thank you. Sorry, I have the wrong paper here. I'm sorry, Rodrigo, you say you are here?
Yeah, I'm over here. I got a mute. Yeah, I pass for now.
Okay, thank you. And Ken Aaron says yes. Lydia Brazon?
No.
No. Tracy Rosenberg?
No, I do not.
Andrea Rosenberg says no. Andrea Turner?
No.
Andrea Turner says no. Bediako? Mia Bediako? Carolyn Burden says yes. Kathy Davis is not here. Alex Steinberg? Alex Steinberg? No answer. Teresa Allen?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes. Teresa Allen votes yes. Jessica Apollinar? Not here. Wesley Bethune?
Pass.
Passes. Bill Crozier?
Yes. Uphold. Sustain the chair.
Crozier votes yes. Renee Bryce is yes. Here. Campbell Johnson? Campbell Johnson? Kim McDonald? Excuse me? Would whoever sneezing please mute their phone? Thank you.
Yes, God bless you, and please mute. #1.
Yes.
Kimberly Arndorf?
Yes.
Kimberly?
Yes.
Oh, it's yes. Thank you. Marcel Reed? Afia Nwangaza?
No.
Afia votes no. Heather Gray?
Yes.
Heather votes yes. Okay, passes. Rodrigo Agueta? Rodrigo?
Oh.
No answer?
Yeah, I'm over here. Abstain.
You're abstained. Okay. And Nia Bediako? No answer. Kelsey Davis is not here. Alex Steinberg? Jessica Apollinar, Campbell Johnson? No answer. Marcel Reed?
Oh, excuse me. I was on mute. I voted yes.
Oh, Johnson votes yes. All right. And Marcel Reed? No answer. I'm sure I have.
Hear me?
7 yeses and 4 noes and 1 abstention.
This is Marcel. I voted yes.
Bethune passed.
Thank you. Okay, thank you, Madam Secretary. So that takes us, because we are at time, to a vote on the matter anyhow. So there
this
we are.
This is Bethune from Warner. I didn't vote.
What is
please?
This is Wesley Bethune.
Wesley
Bethune,
the vote has already been closed. Wesley, I don't know what
you're well, passed,
rule
okay.
On
you
that.
Didn't come back to me, so whatever.
He's
no,
right.
Right.
To count it.
Is he right? I'm yes, all right, then. How do you vote, then, Wesley?
I abstain.
You abstain. Okay.
Okay. So and Marcel was, yes. Thank you, Wesley.
I have an amendment.
It's too late for amendments. We are 9 minutes past time. We just need to take a vote on it. It'll either fly or won't fly. Madam Secretary, on the main motion presented by the affiliates task force with all of those underlying paragraphs about its structure, can you please call the roll? A yes vote will pass this motion. A no vote will not pass it.
All right, thank you. Ready to go. Rodrigo Agueta?
I want you to reread that motion.
Oh, it's on the... It's a very long motion.
Well, the main point,
out,
you know. Cause
it was put out last week.
On the
paper. We don't have time, I'm afraid, to do that.